Master Mishnah has been sponsored by the Ash family, Le'ilo Nishmas Lei ben Rav Nochem and Esther Bas Rav Chaim. Nu Masechta, Maseches Bikurim. The din is, we take the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim, bring them to the Beis HaMikdosh, and read certain psukim of Shvach V'Hidoya. Yesh Mevin Bikurim V'Kurim, there are those who both bring and read. Mevin V'Lo Kurim, there are those who only bring. V'yesha Einu Mevin, there are those who don't even bring. Elush Einu Mevin, these don't even bring. The din is, you only bring Paris, where the nourishment was solely from your property. If you have a tree which you planted in your property, but one branch was replanted in somebody else's property, either of a yochid or of a rabbin, meaning you bent a branch down and buried part of it in the ground of somebody else's property. Or the tree is in somebody else's property, but you replanted a branch in your own. Or hanotea lesoch shalo, v'hivrich lesoch shalo. Or the mother tree plus the replant is in your own property, but v'derech hayochid v'derech ram b'yemtza, in the middle is a private or public path. Hareza einu mevi, you don't bring the bikurim, because they're not getting nourishment solely from your property. For example, by the road, they're getting nourishment from the ground under the road, which doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kozem mevi, he says, by the case of derech harabim, you can bring. You do bring, because the halach is you're allowed to use the area under the road as long as you don't damage the derech harabim. This, of course, is only by derech harabim and not by a private path. Still, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, there's no din of kriya, since it's not yours in a definite fashion. If somebody else wants, they can also use the area under the road. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.